Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody. My name is Zoinks, and this is your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. And this is episode 73. That's right, we made it this far. Who would have known? I'm shaking my fist in the air at all my haters. I don't have that many. Welcome back. I'm really excited before this episode because of a lot of reasons. One, we are ending this season very soon, so regionals are on the horizon, the most exciting tournament of the year for a lot of teams and a lot of people. I mean, of course, North America gets to have their top eight in person at an event. There's a $50,000 prize pool for every single region, which is crazy. And of course, we're giving away world slots. It's going to be such an exciting tournament. All kicks off this weekend. So we got to talk about here on the podcast. But I'm also excited for another reason. We have a brand new guest on the show for the first time ever. That's right. It's Can't Stop 'Em. Welcome to the show, CSE. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Can't Stop 'Em. I managed to be one game away from being in the groups that we're going to talk about. Sad. We're here. I love talking about the game and speculating and, you know, analyzing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm very excited to be here.
Sweet. I am so excited to have you here. Yeah, you've been a tournament grinder for a long, long time. So see, I mean, you've been playing ladder, you've been playing on team. So why don't you just quickly talk about like your team that you played with this season and like some of their members and just so people kind of have context for who you are in the competitive scene.
So I played for Dark Aura. We had a couple roster changes here and there, but the last couple months we were together. My tank's name was Galadite. My jungler and team captain was
Getyoshi. Is that how you say their name? Oh no, I've been saying
it
wrong.
When I first saw it, I thought it was Galadite, which is I'm sure what you were saying too. Double L consonant, but I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Galadite, but okay. I don't think he's particular either way.
Sure. Okay, as in the mega stone for a Galate. I see what they're going for here. Okay.
Could be.
That would make sense considering their Twitter bio picture. Okay, great. Anyway, sorry to cut you off. Continue.
That's perfectly fine. Our team captain and junglers get Yoshi.
Cool.
I played support most of the time. In March, I played top lane, but generally I just played support for us. And then our fantastic top laner's name is Beats by Byron. People probably have seen his phenomenal Dodrio clips all over Twitter.
Yes, please spread the Byron Dodrio clips. I love them. All right, well, sweet. I'm welcome to the show. I'm excited to have some Dark Aura representation on the podcast. It's been too long. But of course, we have our always forever co-host as well, Deusnax. Welcome back again. How's your week been?
Busy getting ready for this upcoming weekend. Pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. Tons of stuff going on at the house, which is why I don't have a camera, and I'm currently holding my microphone, which is awesome. I couldn't detach it from the arm, so I'm holding the entire arm, just the microphone. So
you
beautiful.
Didn't tell me that part. I assumed it was just the microphone.
No, it's the entire arm. It's insane. It's like deceptively heavy too, so I'm probably gonna blow out my shoulder. It's gonna be awesome.
Okay, well, it's not a demand, but it is a strongly worded request, is to get your wife to take a picture of you, and you can post that on Twitter because I really want to know what your podcast setup looks like right now. We'll have to get a view of that eventually.
I just got a ping, Zoinks. I'm sorry, I forgot about our attacker player.
Oh sure, yeah, no, please.
Player's name is Kersey. We picked him up in March, and they were one of the people we were most excited to pick up, and I would never forget them.
Absolutely not. Just waiting for that exciting time to drop the attacker player.
Yeah, they needed to be soloed out.
Cool. Okay, and then, of course, we have Lassinen on the show, who hosted the incredible Gaverdunk episode that happened just yesterday. Lassinen, how about you? How's your week been? I mean, open qualifiers, and now heading towards group stage. You've had a busy couple of weeks as well.
Mm-hmm. Still busy. You know, just working on stuff for preparing for this weekend, trying to prepare for, you know, the following week's Pride Month events and all that. Especially the big one, you know, really excited overall, really excited to go to Ohio, assuming, you know, we do make top eight, which I sure hope we do. That
knock
would
on wood,
really
knock on wood. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'd go to Ohio either way though. Like, by the way, like
cool.
That's happening either way, but
sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, very excited to watch some more Unite this weekend. Mm. And I've fixed my internet so I could actually stream watching Unite now.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
Have my stream crash like once every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
If anybody was there for my last stream. Oh my God.
It was a little rough, but that's all right. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Kirk, for posting that video. So if you're watching live, go check out at DoomSnacks on Twitter. We do have a photo of it already. It's fantastic. I like it a lot. Okay. Awesome. Well, let's just jump into it because we have a lot of predictions to do. I also saw in chat a lot of people asking, are we going to be talking about EU as well? We are. We're just going to talk about North America first because their group stage is going to happen first on broadcast, and then of course we're going to be talking about EU top 8 and groups after that. So let's discuss the North America group stage. Now, unfortunately, Cancel, you said you were just one frame away, so the 17th place in the open qualifiers, but we do have a lot of really good competitors here in North America to discuss. So let's jump over to that. I'll bring it up on the screen. Okay, here's our North America groups, or as best as we can project them. This is outside of any maybe last minute disqualifications or random team sub-ins or something. You know what happens in Unite. We get it. But as follows, if you were a podcast listener, I'll just run through them orally really quick. Group A would be Amaterasu, God Squad, Rogue, Andromeda. Group B would be LG, TOS, Ginyu Force. I hope I'm saying that
Ginyu
right.
Ginyu Force. Come on, dog.
Bro. Okay.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I regretted it as soon as I said it. It's okay. Purple Hearts as well. TTV, Spinal, Midnight Mulders, Int, GT, YT, Brave Birders, and Oracle are all the teams. They're in groups of four. I forgot to say the groups after each time after I was so embarrassed after group B. But yeah, group C, TTV, Spinal, Midnight Mulders, Int, and group D is GT, YT, Brave Birders, and Oracle. Okay. Obviously, tournament format, quick, if you have not seen any group stages before, it's not TVs. I am a DBC fan. If you have not seen group stages before in Unite, basically, we're cutting to a top eight. So two teams out of each group make it into our top eight bracket. And at that point, we're playing for championship points, cash, and of course, that top spot gets an immediate invite to World Championships along with a paid trip there. It's pretty cool. But let's open it up here for a discussion, I think, at the start, which is the one we always got to talk about. Group of Death, where do we think it's at? A, B, C, or D? There's a lot of big names in Group A, so it's my pretty clear inclination. I like pushing that direction, but GT and YT have been a very competitive team. Group D is looking competitive. I mean, honestly, NA is always a real toss-up, so I'm very curious where we're going to go with this one. Let's start with our new guest, Can't Stop Him. What are you thinking for Group of Death here in the North America bracket?
I think it's D. A is, like, really close and very arguable, but I think Group D is the Group of Death.
Okay. Any, like, strong, like, inclination of why that is? Like, are Brave Birders just cooking up something incredible in the background right now? Is that what's... Is Colin Tang bringing the squad to a victory here? What's going on?
In AOS, Brave Birders did 2-0 GT.
That is true.
And Oracle also took a game off of TTV in qualifiers. And
yeah.
Some of the members on their team, you know, have had success in Unite in the past. So I really think that group's going to be tough.
Yeah, who? Okay, so if anybody needs a reminder, because I am one of them, Oracle is going to be Freak, Mitsu, Wise, Twisted, Parasite, and Icy. Okay, so yeah, definitely some well-known team names for sure.
Yeah, really well-known.
yes. Yeah. Of course, Notorious, of course, blah, 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 whatever. I don't want to talk too much about it, but yes, they have had a lot of success in the past. Let's jump over to you, Lazadin. How about you? Group of Death, are you also going to claim D as your Group of Death?
I'm gonna be real with you, my predictions for literally every single group are seed one is first, seed two is second.
Okay, so
I don't
none
think
of them
any of the groups are that hard.
Okay, gotcha. You're going with business as usual in terms of predictions. Okay, a bit of a new look for you, Lazadin. Normally you have bring a little bit more spice, but okay, I'll take it. Deuce next. How about you? Group of Death out of these four, what do you think is really standing out?
I actually have to echo the sentiments of both CSE and Laz here. I think NA gets froggy in the top eight, but I think the top eight is pretty evident to be 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. But I'm going to agree with the CSE that if you're putting me, my back against the wall, I got to pick one. Group D, got to go for it. Brave Birders have always just been an enigma to me. Like, always seem to be around, but never break through. But at the same time, the parity between GT and YT is just naturally fun. So it really just takes Oracle or Brave Birders to just upset once, and then the whole thing kind of goes sideways. So there you go. That's about as big of a cop-out answer as I think I can put together, right?
I guess,
To be fair, GT YouTube is an interesting one, and that's the one that, like, they could very realistically switch. I wouldn't blame anybody for predicting one way or the other. And that's actually a pretty big deal.
It's one of the most important games of the entire tournament is in Group D group stage between GT and YT. Like, it is crazy
because
important.
Because the person who gets second place between the two of them gets Luminosity round one.
Yep. That's tough. Well, assuming Team TOS doesn't get first place out of groups, baby, let's go! I'm not making that prediction yet. Not yet, but maybe. I do want to give a good shout out to the TOS fans. All right, okay. Do we think God Squad's that much better than Rogue? That they're a clear number two in that group? Like, that's what I'm kind of, like, confused by. Like, I think the matchup between God Squad and Rogue is a whole lot closer than Brave Birders and YT.
That's also pretty realistic, yeah. I would say that.
I think Rogue definitely...
one hand, half dozen in the other.
Okay, well, I don't know. I feel like it's getting a little weighted into Group A, in my opinion. But I think it's just either or. Yeah. There's some exciting games at a group stage, though. I think, like, God Squad versus Rogue is a very exciting game for placement. GT versus YT, even though the two teams making out of that group, is still super exciting because of the connotations, of World Championship slots on the line, and the route to get there is very important there. We talked a lot about it in our math episode last week, but basically, whoever finishes higher between GT and YT will get Worlds as long as 1, 2, and 3 remains the same between ASU, LG, and TTB.
Unless they get, like, 4th, 5th, and then GT always makes it, but yeah.
That is true. Yeah, it can't be 4th, 5th.
It's a lot easier for GT.
Yeah. Yes.
I just thought of something that might weigh into, since ASU is galaxy locked for Worlds, maybe yes, that's what makes Group A, maybe because they go all goofy shoes and they're, because I mean, I'm not saying they won't play to win,
right,
but with the pressure completely off, like, maybe they just throw some yellow strats out and just test some stuff out because it's a high caliber quality event, and this is a good litmus test to get some theories going that's outside of scrims, where you're seeing more natural stuff. So I don't know. Maybe that's why Group A becomes a group of death, because ASU might not be on top of the button because they don't need to be.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They don't need to be for world slot, right? But it's the travel award for an NA team, I think, that might push them to still be hyper-competitive. But you're right, that is a chance for God Squad or Rogue to really, toss things up in group.
I would also say that, historically speaking, God Squad is not afraid of flipping on people. And that makes any group with a flipper in it volatile, so...
hey, come on, don't do my squad God Squad like that.
That's a good thing, right? Like, a lot of teams are, like, too afraid to flip, but, like, sometimes your best chance of winning is just to fucking flip on someone, right? Like,
sure, that is true. With it. Okay, all right, so a lot of votes for Group D as the group of death. I'm throwing my vote in for Group A of group of death, but that still opens us up. I want to have one more conversation before we have just our two other picks. But I guess we kind of already talked about it. If you had to pick a third or fourth seed out of any of these groups to make it out, who are you all selecting? If you could only pick one, who is the most likely in your opinion? Let's go reverse order. Deuce next. Who are you picking?
I don't understand the question. Say that again.
If a third or fourth seed out of any of these groups does make it out, like, if you could only pick one third or fourth seed to make it out of groups, who would you pick?
Gotta go with Rogue.
Okay. Lazarin.
Yeah, Rogue's probably the most likely one too.
Okay. Can't stop him.
Well, I have to stick with the way that I like predicting for when we get to that, so I have to say Andromeda.
Oh, okay. I like the
Yo.
spoiler for Andromeda. Shout
Okay.
out.
So learn us something, CSE. Who's
Yeah.
on Andromeda?
So, listen,
Give us the Andromeda rundown.
we keep talking about how it's like God Squad and Rogue are similar, but like, neither one's like really super standing out. And then we're not going to talk about Momo's revenge arc against God Squad?
That is true. That is true. Momo been kicked out of that team very recently. That is some spice going up against that squad. Also, for complete context, Andromeda's the ones that knocked you out of the tournament, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
They're
all
the
right.
ones that knocked us out of
Sorry, buddy. All right.
the
But I will say, now, because we played other good teams in the tournament, right? TOS knocked us to losers.
Okay.
And Andromeda drafted the best against us of any team that's drafted against us the entire year. So
Really?
I feel
Okay.
like they might know something. And the other thing is Andromeda has not been on the screen. How much tape is there of God Squad and Unite Battle Hub and of the entire world watching Rogue go up against Supa? Like, they have tape to study, and there's no tape on them.
I would watch God Squad tape forever. If I get to watch Zealot Garchomp again and again and again in top lane, I'll do it for the rest of my life. And I'll take that to my grave. But you're right, there is a lot of tape to watch. So that is a good point. Okay, that's a spicy pick. All right, I think everybody said their pick. I was actually gonna say Uzi's team, Junior Force. The one I can't say properly. I think that would absolutely be my pick. But I can't because I can't say it. All right, let's just do predictions. Let's get down to it. It's been too long. We've been dancing around it. Lazden, let's go. Are you just tell me group A predictions, B, C, and D. What are you picking?
My predictions are group A. Hold on, let me pull up the fucking groups real quick. I apologize, I'm cursing too much of this episode.
It's fine.
Group A, ASU God Squad, Group B, LGTOS, Group C, TTV Spino, Group 4, GT YouTube. I'm boring.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Deuce next. How about you? Lay it on me. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't have any shakeups either. Just gonna go
Okay, you're
standard
just
across the
doing.
board.
Wow, interesting. Okay. All right, so here's what I'm thinking for these. Well, actually, I'm gonna go last. I
Well,
want
yeah,
10
I know
still.
you've got Rogue and ASU coming out of group A. You've pretty much already said that.
Yeah, but I did also say how much I like Zealot's Garchomp, so let's just get that on the record. But we'll get into that in a bit. Can't stop him. Let's go through your predictions. Group A, you've already said Andromeda. Is that a pick?
ASU and then Andromeda, one and
Okay.
then two. LG and TOS, TTV, Midnight Maulers, and then GTYT.
Wow, no Spinal in your top eight. Any specific reason why Spinal's getting the pass for you?
Well, I think they're from 2 months ago when they were looking a good bit stronger. Their roster is obviously a little bit different.
Right.
And so what I expect to happen is I think Spinal, Midnight Maulers, and Int all beat each other, but Midnight Maulers makes it through because they're going to sneak one game off of TTV, so
Okay,
they have the
okay.
better record.
All right. A
Interesting.
spicy pick there. Spinal is an interesting one, right? Because they are playing with a little bit of. I feel like Spinal's just got a new roster every month, right? So, but the core of like Red Love, Vin, and OG, like those are kind of the same. But now we have Rhino support. I don't know, Snake from TOS. I'm not sure how that went down. And then Bora Reach as well. So that is an interesting
It
lineup.
was
It
also
could be
snaked.
shaky. Oh, interesting. Where'd Bora? Whatever. Okay. All right. Well, for North America, or for North America, for Group A, I am going to go Amaterasu, and I am going to pick Rogue to make it out of that group. So those are going to be my two there. For Group B, oh, man. Oh, man. Muk versus Uzi is such a fun matchup. I really don't know. I have to pick TOS though. It's gonna be LG and TOS, unfortunately. TTV Spinal, and then oh man, yeah, this group is shakier. Like you are convincing me, by the way, of Group D being the group of death. But I think it's just gonna be my only off pick is gonna be Rogue, which is barely anything. So I'm just gonna go with GTYT as my two picks from North America. So pretty standard from us. I don't think any too big of shakeups. We talked about that topic. I'm sorry, Uzi. I really do think your team is a good chance of upset potential. I will say that. Okay. Any other like broad strokes predictions we want to make for North America? Like, are we going to see something crazy in the metagame? Some wild drafts, some crazy, anything like that? Can't stop them. Any big strokes predictions from North America or nothing?
As far as like how the meta will shake up, I'm sure. Not sure. I think we're going to see YT do really well again because the meta hasn't changed, and I think they have a good grasp of how they want to play the game.
Okay, cool.
By the way, breaking news. They have just released patch notes. It's 2 days before the tournament. Don't worry, there's one balance change and it's not to anything relevant.
Okay. Well, that's it's because it's Leafeon's release. There's a bunch of bug fixes. Right?
There's a bunch of bug fixes.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's exciting.
But I'm guessing that they're not going to change the meta for groups based off bug fixes.
Probably not.
Okay. Then like, everything I said, I'll stand behind.
Okay. Sure. All right. Any big predictions from you, Lazadin? Any like crazy off the wall North America predictions?
Crazy off the wall predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think that. No, I really can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, we might have some more exciting stuff when we head towards the top eight of North America for sure. But Deuce Next, how about you? Anything crazy on your end?
Nope, nothing crazy on my end.
Okay. If I had any crazy predictions for North America, I don't know. The meta seems so locked in place right now. Like after qualifiers and stuff too that we saw, it just seemed like, I don't know, kind of standalone. I'm excited to see Fui's Buzzwole again. I think it's like one of the most unique things that we have in the region. It was really cool. We'll have to see if it gets figured out or not. I'm not too sure. But anyway, I think that's going to be our predictions talk around North America. We don't go too deep because obviously the top eight teams will be playing live in person at NAIC in just a couple of weeks after this one. But that is not the case for our other region. Let's start talking about Europe. So for Europe, we have a whole new set of groups to start discussing. Let's get into it here. For our podcast listeners, Group A is Tally Bobo Believers, Vegetable Garden, Tilted Deviant, Plush Keepers, Nouns Esports, Old Chad, or aka Giga Chad Retirement Home, Do Not Disturb, La Intercontinental, I think, Pep Esports, or formerly Woof Woof, Sentient, Compis, Los Pipi, Time to Shine, Giga Chad, Random Fives, and Allegiance are these four teams in Group D. So, without further ado, I think we have to jump into our second Group of Death conversation when it comes to the European region. Lazen, how about you? What are you thinking for Europe? Who is the scariest group?
I would say it is probably A or D.
Okay.
A has obviously Vegetable Garden got through winners for most of it.
Yeah.
But then you still have Tilted, who is fifth in points right now, as far as EU is concerned. And then in D, you have Random Fives, who have a team that have been shown to take games off of, you know, like Nouns and Tally Bobo in previous tournaments. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong on which one, but they have taken games off of multiple.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And obviously Giga Chad and Time to Shine, both very, very good teams. And then also Group C for like a different reason.
Sure.
Which is I don't think any of the other three teams in that group are that good. So like it's kind of a group of death.
Right. Like, a bit of a swashbuckler style of group, you know?
Yeah. So, like, yeah. Fair enough. It's like it's who climbs out of the heap, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Sentient had a heck of a game against Tally Bobo in the qualifiers, though. Shout out Nicholas's Scizor. That was exciting. But didn't quite take it down. But yeah, still an exciting group. I think my personal vouch for Group of Death is actually going to be Group B. So it's Nouns Esports, the Giga Chad retirement home, or Old Chad as we have them on the screen. Do Not Disturb. Now, Do Not Disturb has got Vazid on it, so already I gotta start giving a bit of prep to it. But it has Nazu, Vazid, Internal, Tibby, and Aodo, which is, like, I think, a really strong team. Like, well-rounded. They haven't been playing together for a long time, but they are like just good players. So I just tend to think that Group B has one of the strongest just player pools in it across the board. So that tends to me, but like Group A is really exciting for the teams that have been together for a long time and have been competitive for a while. So I don't know, Group A or B are my vouches. How about you, CSE?
I think it's A because you have Tilted, who has like major Worlds implications going on, and then they're not the number two seed of the group, right? Like Vegetable Garden is. So I think you just have three teams who can all like are gonna be competitive with each other to a degree at least.
That'll be exciting for sure. Deuce next, how about you?
I'm gonna go D actually. Okay. Just because I think there's just more natural parity from top to bottom across all of these teams. So that could be a good opportunity for a little scrap and a shakeup. So I will say Group D, and I would love to see exactly that. One of these teams have, obviously, I believe Time to Shine will pass on. I have like emotionally invested in them cruising board. I think they're an awesome and fun storyline just from this year. But GigaChad, Random Fives, and Allegiance, I think all have a real opportunity here to get themselves into top eight and, ruin some days. And at this point, you know, you're playing to win. And when you have no other chance at making it Worlds by just going banana lands, then, you know, that's a recipe for, if you can't make it to Worlds, ruining other people's day. Which is, honestly, if you're in that position, the next best thing. So, there you go.
That is true. While diabolical, you are correct, Deucenex. That is a lot of fun. Also, not for nothing, pretty much once you make it to the top eight, every game you win basically doubles your money whenever you win a game. So, that's gonna be a big shout-out. Gallon, you're agreeing with me that Group B is the group of death. All right, that's what I like to hear. But I think you're looking pretty it's gonna be a tough spot for you in Group C too. Don't worry. Okay, cool. Well, I think that's a pretty good discussion on groups of death. Should we just jump to predictions, or is there anything else that we wanted to discuss around the group stage in EU? Let's do predictions. Let's jump to predictions, I think. All right. For Group A, or let's just go through all of your groups. Deuce next, why don't you just jump on through them?
Talibobo, Tilted, Nouns, Old Chad, Pep, Sentient, and I'll go Time to Shine. I really think this is a very thin margin in my mind, but I will go Giga Chad, but I really think it could bend Giga Chad or Random Five Stack.
Sure. Okay, cool. Yeah, fair enough. How about you, Lazarin?
Oh, did I not say Pep? I said Pep, right?
Yeah, you did. People are just like, they haven't got used to the name change from Wolf Wolf yet, I think.
Gotcha.
Is why.
First off, can we talk about them? Shout out to Ikelis making that happen for them, of course, as Pep is a French esports organization. And obviously, Ikelis is the French player on their team. But also, you know, if you're going to sign an esports team for this type of run, you can go with the guaranteed type action, right? Like Talibobo here. But if you're talking about just absolute fun content farms, Wolf Wolf is there. So
yeah,
I think that's just a lot of fun, and I think speaks volumes on not only on the work that Ikelis did behind the scenes for their team, but also I think it's going to be a mutually beneficial experience. So just want to put 2 cents in on that.
Genuinely shocked Tali hasn't found the org. Like, very genuinely shocked.
Yeah,
especially with some of the stuff I heard, but.
Interesting. I think that might be, well, right, I'm writing all this stuff down because we really, you know, off-season content is tough to find sometimes for Overdone, right? So I think that is going to be one of the discussions in the off-season. It's like, all right, let's talk season two. Let's talk orgs that found their way to Unite, orgs that didn't come back. Like, it's going to be an interesting discussion because, yeah, Pep's joining at the end. It's great. Like, it's awesome for a regionals run. Potentially showing up at the world championships of a video game is pretty good for a gaming organization. So I think this is a really good prospect, and I'm excited about it. Also, shout out to Pep to not having Vegetable Garden in your group because Potato Killer doesn't get to come after Potato in your group. So that is just broken. So well done on Pep for landing in Group C and avoiding Vegetable Garden in your group. Maybe in bracket, you'll have to go up against him. We'll see. We'll
get
see.
Third place the entire year just to dodge Vegetable Garden in regionals.
Oh,
truly galaxy brain play.
I mean, if Superman had the chance of going up against Kryptonite in bracket, yeah, they would get top three every single time. I'm telling you. All right. Can't stop them. Let's get your predictions for each group if you're up.
I got Talibobo and Tilted, and then Nouns, Old Chad, Pep Sentient, and Time to Shine, Giga Chad.
Okay. So just the top two seeds all the way through. I am going to be going with Talibobo, and I'm gonna pick Vegetable Garden. Tilted going down into losers racket in open is a little concerning. Plush Keepers, the last minute fill in, is the 16 seed. That's Pump's team, by the way. Shout out. I don't know if you saw on Twitter, like Pump. A couple of days ago posted, hey, for a charity stream, I'm going to be casting the regional finals in French for the charity stream. And then he just had to post today, hey, actually, I'm not going to be casting. I'm going to be playing for the charity stream in group. So shout out Pump for now having to play in the tournament, which is hilarious. But that's like Alex the Kid, Volto's on this team. Like a lot of old random Cosmos players are on that squad.
Wait, isn't that the team that Ware called her babies? Or like, isn't that a team that she coaches or something? I don't know.
She might coach. I mean, yeah. She used to play with a lot of them. She used to play with Volto, yeah. Alex Kidd, Dragonfall. Like, she used to play with all those guys. So, it could just be familial. It could be for coaching. Not too sure. That's really fun. You know, good storyline for them. Nouns Esports, Old Chad, Do Not Disturb, and Interconnected. I'm gonna pick Nouns and Do Not Disturb out of this group. I think Do Not Disturb has got some most of that potential. I still believe in Nazu. I think Nazu can bring the squad to a top eight. So I'm gonna say Nouns and Do Not Disturb for Group B, and then Pep Sentient and Time to Shine and Giga Chat. That's gonna be my prediction. So Group C and D, I'm going with pretty bland answers, but A and B a bit of spice. But yeah, same thing. Is there any teams? I guess let's keep Tilted out of the conversation here because they're like seeded so high still. But
yeah, I didn't get to predict.
What? Oh, didn't you not? I'm so sorry. Lesnar, go ahead. Yeah, predict your.
All right. So I'm going to do the opposite of what I did for NA, which is be as boring as possible. And I'm going to drop something super spicy.
Let's go.
I think Talibobo is going to sandbag on purpose. Not on purpose, but like I think they're going to hold back their energy and save it for the next day. I think they're getting second of their group.
Oh,
and the Tilted's getting first.
All right. Well, okay. So you had me going. You had me in the first half. I'm not going to lie. You had me in the first half. Okay. Tilted first, Talibobo second. Okay.
I'm not predicting Talibobo doesn't make top eight. I'm not insane.
I thought you were going to. All right. Group B.
Group B, I actually agree with you. I think Do Not Disturb Nouns, rather Nouns Do Not Disturb, and then Group C, D, the 1-2.
Okay, yeah, Pep Sentient, Time to Try and Giga Chad. All right, makes a lot of sense. I'm excited to see what Sentient can cook. I'm watching Gallon Gunner and Nicholas play for like a long time, so I'm excited to see. You know, they can kind of make it in the big leagues, make it in the top eight. It's going to be cool. Europe is an interesting region, obviously, right? Like, we saw the in-person event was so exciting. Nouns Talibobo, the rivalry to end all rivalries is obviously the main storyline of this region. But it's interesting how things can kind of open up from that spot after. That, like, third to eighth spots, Europe could definitely get shaken up. So I'm excited to see what the region can do. let's pivot into talking about the bracket, but we're not going to bring up an actual bracket. It's a little too many hypotheticals, I think, to go from a group stage to predicting a full bracket. So we're just going to make a few blanket predictions. And I think the first one, we don't start with this, but I think the first one let's start with is who wins that whole tournament. Who wins the big cash prize? Who wins the paid travel award? Who gets the immediate first place? Yeah, what's the big winning team, the regional crown victor, all that stuff? Can't stop them. How about you? What are you thinking for Europe?
Well, Klaus liked the Krustle clip I posted last night. Okay. So I got to say I'm a Tally Bobo believer's believer.
I see. Okay. We have a Klaus love in the chat. All because of liking a tweet. Wow, not hard to get CSC on your side for the free price there. I like it a lot. All right, a Tally Bobo prediction. Deuce next. How about you? Who's taking it home in EU?
Man, this EU is always so difficult. My heart of hearts
mm-hmm.
is that Wolf Wolf, a.k.a. Pep, wins.
Just wow, because okay.
I really enjoy that team and what they bring to a stage atmosphere. Cannot be denied, and as a caster, and I always lean that way, I love good storylines, and man, is that a good storyline. Just like YT and GT both need to make it through for NA, because that is an amazing storyline to keep going. So that's where my heart is. My brain is telling me that it is really hard to mess with a dialed-in Tally Bobo believers, and now that Zervas is off of that 3-week kind of crazy stint where they just weren't playing and still got second, you know, in the April finals, and then came back in a big way. So I'm gonna have to say brain Tally Bobo, heart Pep, aka Wolf Wolf, and I was going to say colon, but that's a negative thing. I will say lungs goes to Nouns. I have to give love to Nouns too, because I love them too.
Sure, yeah.
I really just enjoy those teams a lot. So there you go. Another phenomenal pop-out answer by old Dubes.
We covered all the bases, except for Time to Shine. Don't worry, I'll get there. All right, Lazadin, let's get your predictions. Who's winning the whole thing?
Like I said, I think Tally Bobo is reserving their energy day one, which is why they're getting second of their group and then winning the regionals.
Okay. Yeah. Bold prediction, no map dropped? No maps dropped?
No maps dropped? They get that out of their system day one.
Okay. I like it. The no maps dropped prediction for Tally Bobo. I like it. Can't stop him.
Oh, are we doing like war? I said Tally.
Oh, yes. You're sorry. My bad. You said Tally.
What Zoinks is saying is you have to go deeper on the iceberg of predictions. Go deeper,
CSC. I think we're doing that on the next round, but I mean, I can do it.
I think
the top four shakes out exactly how they are right now. I think it's going to be Aliwad, Dowds 2, Pep 3, and Time to Shine 4. But I think every game within the top six is going to be like 2-1 absolute banger grind fest. I think they're going to be incredible to watch.
All right. Here it is. Zoinks is bringing you the action. Sunday is going to be an incredible day because finally Zante gets his revenge against Peps for kicking them. Peps out. Dominates them in bracket. Twice maybe. Who knows? They're out. Time to Shine makes it to grand finals and wins the thing. I got TTS winning EU. Let's go.
Look, listen, I am all in for that.
There's a small problem with your narrative.
Okay.
Which is that Zante isn't currently on Time to Shine.
No, no! Oh, no!
Okay, the ghost of Zante will be there.
It works with Wonder.
Okay, I'll take it with... Wait, Lunder... Oh, I forgot Lunder's on the team.
Oh, yeah, because Lunderwear and Auk are there. Yeah.
I so knew that already, too. I'm so sorry. Okay, let me reframe it. We'll fix it in post. We're never fixing it in post. My prediction...
There's no shot in editing that for you, dude.
It's all
I added nothing out of these things. It is going up raw.
It's so... No. All right, here's the thing. Time to Shine still wins it. They haven't won a tournament all year. Is it based? No, it's based on nothing but my heart, because Time to Shine is going to finally do it. They've been improving every single tournament, and Chelvin and Gek are these two players that play up to an unbelievable level. The stakes have never been higher. This is the time they're going to perform. They are not not going to be at Worlds. You know what I mean? And I think the easiest way to get there is just win the whole thing. So I'm predicting Time to Shine to win it. Probably from loser's bracket, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. That is going to be my big prediction. But CC, you kind of already talked about yours. You think the four teams going to Worlds from EU is just going to be the top four as is. Is that right?
I do.
Okay. Cool. That makes a lot of sense to me. But Deucenex, why don't you chip in? Do your four teams that you think are going to make it to Worlds out of EU?
Yeah, I do think it's the top four as okay. they stand right now. Mm-hmm.
To be clear,
I mean, nothing more to add. I just like you said, yeah, Zoinks,
we did
I mean,
the math. Between, like, we already yeah,
to be clear for the audience, the
between Time to Shine and Pep. I just both of those teams are so much fun to have in the mix. We'll go down the well. There is a team that is going to win on stream with a Tyranitar pick. That's for you, Zoinks. From the last time we were in studio and you went full grief star and you're like, yeah, Tyranitar was a good pick there. And then nobody on the planet believed
that was the right call.
It would have worked if they didn't just int so hard.
By what? Selecting Tyranitar?
I agree.
This sucks. This is my show. I need a new co-host.
It was the only time where Spragles and I were like, we're good at this analyst thing, because that was locked in and we just looked at each other and we're like, no shot. They win this game. There's no chance. They've essentially locked in a bologna sandwich. Like, they could have done, one player could have logged off and they would have had the same experience.
All right. But the same thing happened in EU and UIC when Cali locked in the Gengar, and I was proceeded to be talked to by every EU top player. It was like, no, it was a great pick right there. It just didn't work out. And I was like, I don't know. So I'm being pulled in different directions. That's all I'm going to say. Lazadin, how about you? Predictions for the EU Worlds slots this year. Where are they going?
To make it clear to the audience, outside of an extremely unlikely scenario, the yes. only five teams that can make it to Worlds are Nouns, Talibobo, Time to Shine, and Pep. Tilted. And whoever gets the fifth slot is literally just whoever finishes higher between Time to Shine and Tilted.
Cool.
Man, so even Giga personally,
Chad? Man, that's crazy.
No, Giga Chad doesn't have enough points to realistically challenge either of the others. You would know.
Yeah.
There's a really specific scenario where Giga Chad can get it, but like it requires both Tilted and Time to Shine to miss top eight, I think.
Oof.
Which is really rough.
All right.
Well, don't forget, one of the teams can just win the thing.
That is true. That is true. That is very important.
The LMAO just to win regionals route is, of course, always there.
but even if like second happens, or third team, if they win, they're out. Yeah, but then yes. there's like two teams they have to beat.
But like,
okay.
yeah, but then like, then you get into the whole like conversation of, well, if that happens, then like it becomes then a mix between like who finished higher between Tilted and Time to Shine, and then like how much higher did they finish than Pep?
Mm-hmm.
Because then that's the only yeah. But like, I personally don't think that's super likely. I think that I'd be extremely shocked if EU was won by anybody but one of the big three, right. or big four rather.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to have a couple of games where it looks close, but Talibobo isn't going to drop a map. But Time to Shine gets... I think Time to Shine, Blender will get his revenge. They will get third.
Mm. All right. I like it. I like to see it. I like to hear it. Time to Shine on the revenge arc. I am here for it. Okay. Before we kind of wrap up the show, because we're nearing that time, we've kind of hit all of our predictions. I wanted to hit one more discussion topic, which we don't talk about too much on the show, or at least we have it this season. We talked about it a lot last season, and now we've been talking a lot about NA. We talked a lot about EU. I want to know what all of you think is the stronger region. Overall, like stronger region, let's consider like the top four teams in both regions is probably the best way to judge. Like if the top four representatives from North America are going and EU are going, who's going to finish better? Now, for context, all four of us on the show are from North America, but we'll have to see how our answers actually roll out. I'm curious on this conversation, and CSC, I want you to start. Because you are the guest host, so I got to throw you on the fire first. EU or NA, who is stronger?
I think it's really close. Okay. But I'm going to stick to my bias. I think the parity that we've seen in NA, it makes, like, and I know that we're talking about just the top four, right?
I'm not sure. Past
half of the region. But I think because of the parity and the grind that the top four that we've had to go through has actually made them a lot stronger from where we were in February. And so I think North America is the stronger region.
Okay. The hyperbolic time chamber, a little more intense in NA than in EU. Okay. So you're saying NA over top of EU. Deuce next. Let's get to you next.
Gosh, I'm gonna have to be a homer. This is exactly what I did last year too, to be honest. And just say NA. I have to at least be a homer, and we have to NA has to get its world championship wins before other regions start getting stronger and essentially make it like every other esport where NA doesn't get to win ever again. So
right.
I'm gonna say NA.
Okay.
With no stat checks or quantifying factors, but being a homer, NA.
Dupes next picks with their heart, and I think all of our listeners appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate that, so that's good. Lazadin, how about you? EU or NA? Who's stronger?
With the specific qualifier of top four, I think EU is stronger.
Okay. Can you expand on that a little bit, like what that means by that?
Yes. I think that if you took fourth place EU and like either fourth or fifth place NA, because they're really close.
Right.
I don't think that match is very close.
Interesting. Okay.
I think that like top one or two EU is. Okay. This is my very, very clear bias showing.
Uh-huh.
It's literally, like, if you're all looking at the podcast screen, like, you can see half of the logo, like, it's, in the, like, near the middle of my profile picture in the middle there, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But I genuinely believe that Luminosity is the strongest team in the world right now.
Okay, all right, well. It's hard to call it a bold prediction when you're on a contract. I agree.
If we took top
the person under contract that is the current world champions thinks they're the best. I would have really thought the team under contract that was the world champions would have won a little bit more personally. But
I said Tally Bubba was better than us in February.
Well, obviously you got choke slammed in that event by Sprangles. That was rough. But yeah, correct.
I still would have said that up until like probably April.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So things have changed since April. I like to hear it.
I would say I was under the same opinion where it was like Tally's best team in the world. And then, well, I don't know if I thought that in February, but definitely after February, I was like Tally's best team in the world. Yeah. Like, holy crap. But I think around April, May, my opinion on that changed probably over to.
So LGL. Like,
really? Okay. Oh, interesting.
I think if you take top four, EU is overall stronger just because I think their three and four are good, or like really, really good.
Okay. Yeah.
Even still compared to their top two. Mm-hmm. I think if you take top two, NA is stronger. And I think if you take top one, NA stronger. I think if you take top two, EU stronger just because those teams are like so close to each other.
Okay. Okay.
And then I think if you take top eight, NA is stronger.
Interesting. Okay, well, since this has become the trend on this show, I guess, is where I pitch a question for hot takes and we find as many qualifiers as we can to make them a little easier to swallow, I think that is agreeable. I think the top eight of North America is overall stronger than the top eight of EU, but I think EU right now would beat North America. I really do. I'm still of the opinion. I know a lot of people are going away from Nouns and Tally Bubba are the two best teams in the world. I don't know. They seem like freaks to me, like in the server. I think those two teams are unreal strong. And I think they're going to make a huge run at Worlds. So I personally think that EU will most likely place better overall than North America at Worlds this year. That is my that is my prediction. I think EU is going to place better than North America at Worlds this year.
Can Zonix, can I have a question to Laz real quick?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay, so LG best team XYZ, this, that, and the other. Why aren't the results following suit? What's going on with that?
Why are the results following suit?
Why are they not following suit?
Why are they not? May, there was a few things that were going on in May. I already said last week I don't want to give a bunch of Johns for that, but there were a few.
So I'm sorry, I missed that. But there was, okay, so follow-up question to that without going into details. Has that been sorted? I'd assume so if you are feeling this confident.
There's a chance we look a little shaky this weekend still. Like, I think that's well within the realm of possibility. I won't deny that. But I think that once the energy of the crowd is there and once we're in person and, you know, we've had some unfortunate, like, personal events pop up for some of us, me specifically. But, like, you know, once that's all sorted and out of the way and, like, my boys can eat up the energy of the crowd, because I don't know, like, because I know you guys were there for Worlds last year, but, like, they were eating it up, right? Like, they loved the crowd.
Curios is a certified Lanimal. I don't use that title. I actually use that title very loosely. I use it a lot. But I do think that Curios is a Lanimal, so I'm excited to see it.
like, once we get to that stage, I think that the results will speak for themselves.
Okay.
Good enough for me. That answers my question.
I like
I'm rooting for NA. I said it. Like, I want to, like, I am with you.
Is like, I believe, but forgive my unbelief. Okay. I think this team's going to cruise, but I need to know before I place it. And I think that's
the
fair.
Thing. I believe this team will cruise, but I haven't seen them cruise yet. So, like, I need to know that option is on the steering wheel, that you can put the gas pedal up to 80 and you can hit the cruise button. That's what I need to know.
I'm going to reply to the person in chat that just flamed Rin twice. That is not a sensible take. I don't think it is. I think that our top side is so far above everyone else that it is not particularly close. Like, both Overlord and Rin perform so exceptionally well. Curios, obviously, like, really, really insane player, has been getting, like, has definitely improved a lot over the course of the year. Our supports are second to none. Elo's role swap last year, I wasn't a believer, like, when it first happened, and every single time he just makes me regret ever thinking that.
Elo's crazy. Like, yeah. All right, LG's got a good chance, but, I mean, North America's stacked. We talked about a lot of the teams. All right, here we go. We've already gone off of EU, and we're sliding into North America yet again, but okay, cool. Well, I am so excited for the tournaments this weekend. This is going to be a lot. I mean, obviously, all the regions are starting to compete. I'm actually personally pretty excited for, like, post-NAIC as well, and that kind of lead-up to Worlds, where everybody just starts diving so deep into the VODs of every region. We start tier listing regions. It's gonna be sick. Yeah, 2 and 2, 5 best players on our rolls. That's true. But okay, I think that's gonna bring us to the end of the show tonight. Thank you so much for everybody for joining. We had a lot of fun prediction stories, a lot we had to talk about, but before we go, I want to give everybody a quick chance to plug all your stuff, sell out, shout out, whatever you would like. Can't stop them. We'll start with you. Where can people find you?
You can search Can't Stop Them on Twitter with no apostrophe in the CSE capitalized. I guess the at is like Colkeister98, but okay. I don't know if everyone has to spell that. So that's the easiest way to search it. I don't currently stream. I don't have the setup for it, but I'd like to do, maybe that'll happen in the summer.
There we go. Okay. Off season arc for Can't Stop Them on the stream grind. I like it. Zoom Snacks, how about you? Anything to plug?
Our emote initiative. So if you want to throw your Bezos bucks, your Prime sub our way, or subscribe, know that we donate every dollar at the end of the month. The last couple months we've done the Trevor Project, who did that again for May. It's what we're going to do for June. So that's a great way to get our emotes, so you can spam them during the official broadcasts, as well as support a good cause and know that you're not just lining pockets with that. The other thing I will say, episode 72, Gave or Dunk will go up on YouTube tomorrow, and I'm sure it'll be posted in your podcast feeds either tonight or tomorrow.
I think it's
so
up
be on the lookout
now.
For them.
I think okay. I put it
so,
up already,
so good.
So it's up. Yeah.
Okay, so that episode is live in your Spotify's, your Apple Podcasts, and all that. Leave a review and a 5-star rating there. Helps more people find it. There you go. God's Zoinks covered there.
Thank you.
And then at Unite Mics on Twitter. There you go. Bang. And if you want to see me holding my mic, I posted a Twitter or a picture on Twitter. So there you go.
It's great.
Psyche did say it was the funniest tweet she's seen all year, and we're halfway through the year, so there you go. At least I'm the champion for the first 6 months. Bam.
Let's go. The benchmark has been set. Lazden, how about you?
Yep, you can find me Twitter, Lazden, hold on, Lazden 1 on Twitter, Lazden 11 on Twitch. I wish I could get rid of the numbers. I really do. Once regional finals are done, I'll be catching back up with the Asian regions. I've already watched some of it. Spoiler alert for, like, I don't know if it's next week's episode or not, but spoiler alert for a future episode, my opinions are basically the same as last year. And if anybody knows my opinions from last year, that's not a good thing.
Interesting.
So far, at least. But yeah, I'll have, and then obviously, like, as mentioned yesterday, I have a series of mini events. Psyche and I will be doing the artist showcase on the 20, whatever the third Friday of the month is, or is it fourth? Whatever. the 20 something that is Friday. I'll be myself streaming next weekend, talking about my experiences as a queer person and how I came to realize that's what I was. And then we will have. Probably I'm going to try to push us to do some in-person content for NAIC.
Sick.
So here's hoping that turns out well, but other than that, yeah, always keep a lookout.
Cool. You and I should chat about that, by the way. But okay. And for me, at ZoinksCast on Twitter, if you want to go follow me over there. Other than that, all of the Unite Mics content gets posted over on YouTube, youtube.com/UniteMics. And of course, we live stream all these episodes. We've done 4 in the last 2 weeks here on the Twitch feed. So go check it out. Thank you, everybody, for joining in chat to make predictions along with us. Thank you so much to CSE for joining in, talking about your tournament experience, as well as throwing some predictions. It's very, very exciting, and I can't wait for the all the tournaments that are going to be happening this weekend. Shout out OC, official broadcast. They got a crazy cast lineup on that squad. It's going to be a lot of fun. But
yeah, shout out to OC.
Absolutely.
Finally getting a broadcast.
No E, but they got a broadcast. All right. Until next time, everybody, have a good game. Have a good game. Have a good night.
There you go.
And have good games. Goodbye, everybody. See you later.
Oh, one more thing. I got Dupe Snacks on Twitch. Or not on Twitch, on Discord. I am just Dupe Snacks. So we made it. We are the best.
I am Zoinks Cast, and I hate it. It's the worst. Goodbye, everybody.